With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The government shutdown is underway, and it is pushing the U.S. into a new cycle of uncertainty. Democrat lawmakers thwarted efforts by the GOP to strike an agreement to keep the government programs and services running past the deadline, but it wasn't meant to be this time around. Hundreds of generals and admirals assembling under one roof Tuesday as President Trump and War Secretary Pete Hegseth addressing the nation's top military commanders at Marine Corps Base Quantico, just outside of Washington. The president says America is under invasion from within.
On a European arrest warrant issued by Germany, another Ukrainian man was arrested in Italy last month in connection with the same incident. The explosions damaged pipelines carrying Russian natural gas to Germany, adding to tensions over the war in Ukraine. Volodymyr Z's lawyer says the defense would fight extradition. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump is proposing using American cities as training grounds for the armed forces. He is suggesting the U.S. military might be deployed against what he describes as the invasion from within. Now, addressing military brass Tuesday in Virginia, the president outlined a muscular view of the military's role in domestic affairs. At the same time, War Secretary Pete Hegseth declared an end to woke culture and announced new directives for troops that include gender-neutral and male-level standards for physical fitness. Friends of the man accused of killing four people in that church shooting in Michigan say he long harbored animosity toward the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This is SRN News. New legislation in Congress addresses religious persecution in Nigeria.
The legislation is authored by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. It would require the U.S. to designate Nigeria as a country of particular concern due to significant violations of religious freedom in the country. Baptist Press reports the CPC designation would impose numerous U.S. sanctions. The U.S. State Department had put Nigeria on the list in 2020, but then removed it only 1 year later. A recent report says 30 Christians are killed each day for their faith in Nigeria, the deadliest country worldwide for Christians. George Williams, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will stop scheduling patients for abortion starting this week as it works a way to find to provide the service in the face of Medicaid funding cuts in President Trump's, quote, big, beautiful bill. This is SRN News. North Korea telling the United Nations that it is keeping its nukes and don't try to take them.
Speaking at the UN General Assembly meeting of world leaders, North Korea's vice foreign minister characterized his country's nuclear weapons as crucial to keeping a balance of power with South Korea. Kim amplified his country's long-standing complaints about U.S.-led military exercises with South Korea and Japan and complained about a growing threat of aggression from Washington and its allies. South Korea says the exercises are necessary to counter North Korea's growing nuclear and missile threats. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A German man who worked for a conservative lawmaker in the European Parliament has been convicted of spying for China. Zhang Guo was found guilty of passing information to a Chinese intelligence service officer. More details at srnnews.com.